It is still the middle of the night, and since there is no flying in the Serengeti after dark, the airport is deserted. Airport is actually too fancy a word, since it really is just an airfield in the middle of the Serengeti, with a small shack where they seemingly coordinate operations for the few flights that come and go from here. The good news is that this means that there's nobody to welcome you at the airport, which also means there's nobody to stop you from looking around. While you would never break into somewhere, the life of an innocent creature is at stake. You decide that repercussions be damned, and with the help of Matt and Solomon, you force your way into the small building. Mr. Gurgis would understand, right? You shine your flashlight across the room, but there are not too many loose items lying around. At least, nothing that seems to jump out at you. Since there isn't much else to look at, you pick up the items you see. There is an export note and a sheet that brings back ancient memories in you. That nice, cute Hungarian neighbor who used to tutor you in geography used to solve these kind of puzzles. She even told you how these puzzles are called Swedish crosswords, even though they are very popular with the Hungarian crowd. But once you two lost touch, somehow you never saw these puzzles again. Anyhow, this is not a time to reminisce. Back to work. The plan is to figure out which destination the precious cargo is going to. The Fellowship and Soup can then team up with the police there to apprehend the shipment. As you examine the airport note, you realize that the aircraft on it is the same one that was smuggling military equipment. Matt's theory was right. This also means that the aircraft is likely heading to Somalia, but that won't be the destination of the Leopard. You need to uncover the real destination and you must hurry. Every minute counts. Time to figure out where the Leopard is being shipped to.